at that moment, there's a dreadful scream, something otherworldly. Just hearing it, can you all make sanity checks? The room has begun to shimmer and change, and something seems to be appearing from the darkness. It's covered in tentacles, it's spiky, and it's something completely otherworldly. It's ripping through the darkness. When it appears, can you all make another sanity check, please?
Oh, no.
You hear sounds from outside saying, "It's the Watcher! He's in the police station! Quick, guys, let's get in!" And the Ingsmouth folks start charging up the steps. Okay, can you...
I think I may have as well, yeah.
It's about time. I've managed to slowly lose sanity every single scenario, but I've never actually gained any sort of nuskiness yet.
Can you both roll intelligence checks to see if you can really understand what's just happened?
I succeed! No, that's him.
I did okay.
Okay, Ben, you have come full terms with what's just happened, and something breaks inside your mind. Can you roll me a D10, please?
No.
Dave, you can't really understand what's happened. Somehow this has kind of got past you, so you're kind of fine. Basically, with sanity, you don't want to pass the intelligence check because it means that you've fully understood what's just happened. Okay, what did you roll?
A 7.
Ooh.
Okay, I'm going to say that you faint dead away.
I faint dead? What?
You faint dead away, so you're completely unconscious. You've just fainted. And can roll a D10 for how long you fainted for. In fact, I'll do that so you don't know. Okay, at this point, we are going to go back to the Babson Manor.
Chris Ed's having tea and crumpets while we're fighting the fucking Watcher.
Well, no, this is Curran exploring this strange manor. Okay, so you're in this strange room. Well, this is not a strange room. This room filled with junk and detritus, which seems to be have a barricade across half of it.
Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm going to stop stealthing, and I'm going to shout out saying, anybody who's illegally on this premises, please reveal yourself now. This is the authorities.
Okay, can you give me a listen check? Oh, nice. Ooh. Okay, something appears to be moving in the other room, but as soon as you stop talking, it stops moving. You think probably somewhere around here.
I did not see a...
So, sorry, around here?
I'm going to attempt to climb this stuff, and okay. I'm going to just peek around the corner just a little bit and see what I see.
Okay, directly ahead of you are two kind of very small rooms. It's difficult to see what's in them from where you're at, but they appear to be filled with spider webs. The floor is covered in dust and grime, and the corridor leads sort of left into blackness.
Can I see
some strange kind of candle lights in the distance, though. It almost looks as if there's a table set for dinner kind of all the way over there. It's difficult to see with the darkness and the only sort of flickering candle light.
All right, I am going to approach the room on my right. I'm going to go in here and take a look around.
This room seems to be maybe an old storeroom or an old bedroom, perhaps. It doesn't look like anyone's set foot in here for years. There's no footprints, and actually your feet are the first ones to disturb the dust and grime.
Huh. So no one's here for a while. Can I look closer at the cobwebs?
In this room they seem undisturbed, and you see a number of quite large spiders skittering around.
Okay, I don't like spiders. Get out there, back in the hallway, and I'm going to go towards the dining table.
Okay. As you approach the room, the revolting stench of rotting flesh roils from the open door. In the room beyond, 10 chairs surround an oblong dining table situated parallel to the door. Along the north wall, a wide staircase leads to an upper floor. A wooden door below the stairs presumably leads downstairs to the cellar. Three tall candles on the dining table illuminate a sight of terror. Can you make a sanity roll, please?
Oh, yeah.
With the exception of a place at the western end, each of the chairs around the table holds an awkwardly seated humanoid figure. The nine bodies are in various stages of decomposition. Some sit with a splendid posture, paused as if midway through a sumptuous feast. Others slump treacherously close to the floor. Heaping plates of apparently fresh food sit before each of the diners, but the empty place setting features a clean plate and set of utensils. Several bottles of red wine rest upon the table, and each of the corpses sits before a half-finished glass. A fly passes nearby. It's not there. It's the only thing that breaks the eerie silence.
A fly.
Did you pass?
Oh, I failed. I failed that hard.
Okay, can you lose? I'm like six sanity.
That is a fifth, everybody. Congratulations.
Yeah. See, I was quite worried I would get to be the lowest sanity.
That's not,
I'm not anymore.
It's a fifth of his sanity, so yeah, he's going to have a moment. So can you make an intelligence check, please?
Oh, definitely.
It's also five. It's also five all at once.
I have failed the intelligence. Can I use some luck to...
Failing's good. Okay.
Good is subjective here, okay?
Some hours pass and you wake up sobbing on the floor. A pile of vomit at your sort of lying on the floor next to you. And the room is completely empty.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That is unique. I don't worry, I know what to do. Okay.
There's a wind blowing down the staircase that leads obviously to the upper floor. You've been here before. This is exactly where you walked with the strange dark man, in your dream many hours before.
I am going to go towards the basement. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's move you over to the basement. In fact, let's do this as a good point to switch back to the prison.
Oh, dear.
Okay, to explore the basement. Okay. guys, before you stands an object of shimmering horror. It reaches forward towards the unconscious Hatton with its tentacles, which seem to pass through him. The watcher lets out another dreadful scream and then fades into the blackness. From outside, you hear the sounds of shouting figures as men begin to charge towards the police station. What are you guys going to do?
Where is everyone? Because I assume most of us were in this room gathering our gear.
Can I push something across the door to block it? Like desks and shit?
Yeah. Do you want to move the heavy oak desk? You probably need a hand with that.
With my broken ribs, I probably need more than just a hand, yeah.
I've got strength. I can come over and give you a hand with that.
As you're moving it, guys, do you want to give me an idea roll as well?
Yes, I do indeed.
Yes, I'm a cold.
Is that just an intelligence check?
Just an intelligence check, yeah.
Against 50, I rolled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Against 60, I rolled a 13.
Okay, you realize that you probably have the keys to this door.
Oh, can I just push the desk and lock it then?
Yeah, I'll shout to Aaron to put his weight up against the door while I fumble with the keys to try and close it.
Okay, you managed to get the desk in front just in time, locking the door as strong figures begin to smash against it.
Okay, I'm going to just look at the door and ready my baseball bat. Guys, what are we going to do? We need to plan quick.
Are there any back doors to the police station?
Do you want to give a quick run around?
Yeah.
You know what might be an easier thing to do? I might just turn off dynamic lighting. How about that?
Yay.
For this map, just so you can see the police station and I don't have to move you around.
Okay.
So if I just do... Does that do it?
Nope, not for me.
No.
No, that's just for me. okay, try that.
Hey!
There we go.
Oh, we should probably talk to this guy.
Okay. So
there's one freaking door out the front.
Yeah.
There seems to be no walls at the back of these cells. I don't know how Cat didn't get out of here.
No, I've done it. I did the walls with dynamic lighting. So I haven't actually, because it's a pain in the ass to draw the walls. So I just make it so you can't see through them. It's a lot easier.
Okay. Can I talk to the guy in the cell, I guess, assuming we've checked everywhere.
I don't... Okay. So from outside is the sound of people hammering against the door, which is beginning to splinter. And you want to talk to there seems to be someone in the cell.
Yeah, my friend, what is this place? Who are these people? What's going on? What was that thing that just appeared? Are you a local?
He looks up at you with wild, mad eyes and goes... I have been chosen for Mother Hydra and Dagon. It's not long now. Full moon. Ah.
I don't think we're going to get much sense.
What's your name? What's your name?
Does it matter? I don't know. I think it was Ian many years ago.
Okay.
You notice that he's wearing, it's not a straight jacket, but it looks like they've tied the sleeves of his jumper around behind him so he can't hurt himself. Although you do see that his trouserless, naked legs are covered in cuts and bruises where he slammed himself against the wall.
I want to try and, kill him, but...
No.
Tell him that if he kills the people outside... Tell him if he kills the people outside for us, it'll make him closer to Mother Hydra. Use him.
Do we know if it's a full moon or not, Joe? Can I see if I happen to
You've got about a week until the full moon.
Fuck it, let's kill him now, boys.
There's no point.
He's in there.
Find a way out.
Okay.
Okay. The door begins to crash and splinter.
Is there any clothes?
I run upstairs. I just wonder, can we run upstairs?
Yeah, you can run upstairs. You've probably only got about two more rounds each before the doors get burst down. So you're going to run upstairs. Let me just move you across them. So you enter an upstairs office. It's very large, probably. There's two or three desks up there, tons and tons of filing cabinets. There's also a fine layer of dust. You think this is probably not really used anymore. You suspect that actually the current Innsmouth force are not particularly interested in taking notes or really in doing any decent investigation. But possibly in the past. Can I just ask what you're all armed with? I'm assuming you've got your baseball bat. Have you picked a rifle from the police back room?
I don't know when I'm going to...
He still has the 38, though. And I tossed Ben a 38 as well as soon as he came out the door and made very certain that the redhead kid didn't have a gun.
You have the Elder God rifle.
Yeah, you got the Elder God rifle.
I'm pretty sure I picked up my God rifle.
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember how many lights are still on it?
Four.
Used one for definite. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, because you blew up the wall outside your house and a tree as well.
There's four. Yeah. Listen to the last one, yeah.
If I'm awake, I would like to take aim for 2 full rounds at that door until it runs.
I want to pump a bunch of rounds through the door.
Just firing try. Now?
Yeah.
Do you want to give me a rifle? Start. Or is it your handgun?
It depends. How thick is the door? It kind of... If I think my 45, if it's just a normal door, yeah, you should use a 45.
Just a normal door. I've made them fixed. They show up on dynamic lighting on both sides. They're just normal doors.
Then, yeah, I'm just going to pump as many rounds as I can through the door.
Okay, do you want to roll to hit?
3 against 69. I am a
very, very nice.
Okay, you hear a scream from outside, and whoever was pounding on the door has stopped pounding. I'm going to turn dynamic lighting back on, if that's okay. Just I only wanted to do it just while we were...
sort of tactically figuring out.
Yeah, exactly, Okay. A few minutes later, the door begins to pound again. It begins to shatter. If something large, it seems to be smashing against it.
I don't know if we're going in turns. For my second, whatever, the last turn I have, can I go back downstairs and ask your men, where is Mother Hydra?
Okay, he looks at you and goes, Mother Hydra lives in the city beneath Devil Reef. She coming for me.
Where's
time now? On the full moon. he points out behind him towards the sea, or at least he tries to. His arms are obviously straitjacketed behind him.
So his head is like nodding, okay.
Yeah.
And for swim, boys, I turn to the room.
Let's get out of here as quickly as we can. Not sure that door will hold
up.
Will
we meta what we're going to do? I think we've kind of fucking done everything we can in the room.
I will say, Curran, Brian, I haven't got his character sheet for you, but he has incredibly high mechanical repair, so he is able to hotwire cars.
Okay, yeah.
But he's only willing to do it if you're willing to go and rescue his sort of, you know, girlfriend, fiance.
Yeah. If we get Ruth.
Sure we are. Yeah, we'll rescue your girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't believe you somehow.
Believe the gun to your head.
I misheard you, Ben. Are you pointing at the front door, or are you going to blow out the back wall?
Ooh, blow out the back wall.
I like blowing half of them away. It's your call.
You're the
army man.
Whatever wall I aim at, it will be gone. And if I aim at the front one, all of the people behind that will be gone as well.
We need to get towards the car too.
Are you 100% sure of that?
Pretty sure it is.
The door is beginning to break down, crunching beneath the administration. A huge green fist smashes through the door, and a terrible fishy stench comes from behind it.
I'm going to shoot at that.
With your gun of the Elder Gods.
You're going to shoot it right in the fist.
How many of the buttons are you going to press?
Sorry?
How many of the buttons are you going to press?
I can shoot more than one at a time. That's amazing.
Jesus.
I don't know. What shall I use, guys?
Your call. One or two.
I need to make a call right
one,
now.
One.
Go ahead.
I'll shoot one at the door where the fist just was.
Okay, there is a huge burst of light and fire, and basically everyone apart from the guy holding the rifle is blown off their feet. The door is gone, the table is gone. Behind it, there is a huge scattering of limbs, body parts, blood and tissue sprayed across the snow on the other side.
Excellent.
Nothing moves from beyond.
Right, lads, let's walk out of here.
To be really coldly walk into the cell where the unconscious cop is and just say sorry and shoot him in the head.
Oh my god.
Make a sanity check, please.
just no witnesses.
All of us making sanity checks, is it?
Dave, how close are you to going over like your next fifth of sanity? Because you're fucking fairly low.
Pretty far.
11. Not too bad. Dave.
Okay, you're good. This is 28. Oh my god, no, you passed. Oh, that's not you.
Dave
failed. Dave failed. Okay.
58 versus 29.
Okay, this is how many you lose.
Intelligence
check.
Six.
Yes, please.
Six sanity.
You fully realize how bad it is that you've committed murder in cold blood. It's almost like you've had, it's like a bloodlust has taken over you, and now it's kind of disappeared, and you're left holding the gun in your hand and the bloody corpse of a police officer at your feet. can you roll a d10, please? And I will try and find the sanity rules.
Nine. I don't know. That's a d12. Six.
Okay. And at this moment, I'm going to move over to the cellar of the Marsh Mansion. Oh, not the Marsh Mansion, sorry, the Babson House.
That gun, though.
Thank God we have.
I was just thinking, no witnesses. My goodness, I'm under 23 sanity.
Okay, you stand at the top of a mouldering staircase leading down into a dark, rubbish-strewn cellar. Right in front of you is a small doorway leading into maybe a smaller storeroom. The rest of the room is filled with crates and boxes and other kind of, rubbish that's gathered over the years. You do notice one of the boxes appears to be... In fact, give me a spot hidden as you're looking around.
One of the butters says, nothing weird about it at all as you fail your roll.
Critically fail, yeah.
Okay, one of the boxes appears to be like an empty wine box, something like that, you know, holds wine bottles, but you're not really sure with that kind of exploring. Otherwise, the cellar appears to be empty.
All right, I'm going to go up to the wine bottles and because I'm like, I could use a drink.
Okay.
Try to open one.
It appears to be of a particularly fine vintage.
Hmm.
1892 is a fine year.
I'm going to open it, take a sip.
Yeah, it makes you feel pretty good.
Not bad, not bad. I am going to take a look around the room and see if there's any other... Oh, what is this?
It's a doorway. So the door to the other rooms seem to have fallen down, and you step across it, and it leaves to be maybe a coal cellar.
Oh, I'll take a look inside.
It is actually filled with coal. It's as if the last owners of the house haven't, you know, moved it or anything like that.
Hmm. Take a look around the room. I don't see anything particular. Actually, I've got a shovel. Can I just start digging?
Yeah, the floor there appears to be made of soil. It's only got about an inch of soil and water. As soon as you scrape away, it hits against solid flagstones.
Hmm.
You've been here before. As you look around, this looks dreadfully familiar. This is the cellar room that the dark man brought you to in your dream.
Huh. Oh, this might be the where his lab was.
Give me an idea, if you remember how to get into the lab.
To touch a brick, so I'm going to
touch a brick, and a passageway opens, bringing you out into a cellar, another laboratory.
Sweet as.
Okay, at the end of the corridor, directly in front of you, it looks to be a well, and from it you can hear a child's voice. It's saying, "Hello? Is anybody there? I'm stuck in the well. Will you help me?"
Fuck off. So,
I fell down in the well. Will you help me?
Are you by any chance the person from my dream? I'm staying where I am. I'm just talking to the kid.
So the kid is right at the end of the corridor here, probably at the bottom of the well. The voice is echoing up. It seems a bit unnatural how much it's... easily the voice is carrying from the bottom of the well.
I've fallen in the well. There's a rope here. If you just come closer, maybe you can help me.
Okay, the way you said closer, not helping your cause. I'm going to take a look around, and I might get back to you. I might not. Don't get your hopes up, all right?
Just come closer.
Fuck off. Okay.
There is an inhuman scream, and the whole house begins to tremble and shake. Almost for a moment, you think the ceiling is going to come down on top of you. Can you make a sanity check, please?
Probably a good call, Darkaran.
I really shouldn't have gone to this house.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a race between Karan and Bartholomew Osmond. Who loses the most sanity first? Who can be the craziest?
I have to say, I'm not cross about you kind of going murder hobo, because nearly all of you have got really low sanity. So at this minute, kind of, you know, violent spouts of rage and acting a bit unusually is probably okay for everyone, apart from possibly Spencer. You've not really lost much sanity, Spencer.
I haven't.
And McTobin, so you guys are probably a bit shocked by it all.
It was totally cold. I was just thinking, we've already killed a million people. Why leave a witness that's in our face? We are literally on death row already.
Anyway, back to the laboratory. Okay,
I'm going to go the room in the north. I'm just going to stroll up here. I'm noticing that there is a fucking skull on the ground, which is usually not good.
Okay, this room, again, it's got a very fishy smell to it. And from somewhere nearby, you can hear the sound of sort of swashing water. I think probably over here. As if there's waves in the sea. This room is eerily lit by two or three electric lights, Haas halogens that stand near the top of the room and illuminate the laboratory in a kind of strange greenish light. It is filled with all sorts of strange pieces of equipment, empty alembics, strange burners, objects of strange alien sort of science that you can't really put your finger on, can't even guess their use. At the end is a table On it lies a book with strange scrawled notes and a black oily stone.
Okay, I'm going to go up and I'm going to try to read the thing before I touch the stone. As much as I want to touch the stone, I want to read the thing, the note.
Can you give me an English roll? Before we have another book destroyed, what are you doing with it?
I'm not touching it.
Describe
I'm just looking
exactly
at it.
What you're doing.
I am looking at it. That is all.
Okay. Can you give me an English roll to decipher its strange archaic symbols?
Can I give you an education roll?
Yeah, that's fair. Education and English, the same thing.
All right. No, I'm going to use four luck because I don't need it anyway. 33. Okay. I used up four luck. So I...
Okay. You think it is written in English, but the hand is written backwards as if... the person has sat by a mirror and sort of written it completely backwards.
Is there a reflective surface near me?
Yes, there is. If you look just behind the skull or just in front of the skull, there is a mirror, like a shaving mirror.
I'm going to pick up the mirror, not the paper. I'm going to say it very specifically. I'm picking up the mirror, not the paper. And I'm going to hold it next to it vertically so that I can then look at it and read it backwards.
Okay. The book on this page seems to be some sort of account of finding, it's only one page, but the account of finding a strange black meteorite just south of the village of Falcon Point, and how anything placed near the meteorite for any length of time seems to develop burns and then dies.
Okay, so don't touch it. Gotcha.
When he says length of time, I mean like days. Or at least he says days. Like he's put it near rats and various other things.
I think I'm going to pick up the stone and I am going to stroll over to the well about here and I'm going to throw it into the well.
Okay.
Because fuck that kid.
As you do, the strange black man figure appears in front of you and... sort of shakes his head. Seems to go, you don't want to be doing that.
Don't want to be doing that.
Mm. And then you see the little business card that says the address in Shanghai kind of flickers to the ground in front of you, and the figure disappears, but the card is left on the ground.
Okay, I want to pick up the card because no one in my group is going to believe me. Unless I got some kind of physical evidence.
On the card, just I'm not sure if you made notes tonight, it says Ho Fong, Grey Dragon Island, Shanghai, China.
Oh, I already have that written down, yeah. Is that like a furnace or something just to the right?
Yeah, are you going to go near the well to head right?
No, I'm just looking in. I ain't not going closer to that well.
Okay.
Not right now, anyway.
It does seem to be a strange glowing furnace. Despite the fact this house is deserted, and I don't think anyone's been down here for many, many years, something is burning down there.
Hmm. That is weird. I'm going to actually go ahead and... This well is enticing me so much, I'm going to walk back really, really, really like that, and I'm going to sprint at it and dive right into it.
Okay. As with all things, I'm gonna say, are you sure?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. Let's do this.
What the fuck?
Okay.
Okay.
You realize that we don't know anything that you found out if you die.
Yeah, I know.
The best thing is Kern's probably hoping maybe this well will just land me in the police station with these guys. Cthulhu, anything could happen.
I don't think that at all. I think there's some fucking child who's going to eat my soul.
For anyone in the street, start thinking of character ideas for us, because myself and Kern are probably going to need a new one at the end of this.
Yeah,
okay,
me too.
Bartholomew, you've just shot the policeman and had a bit of a psychic breakdown. Do you remember what you rolled on the D10?
6.
Basically, you basically faint dead away. So the other guys, you hear a bit of a thud from there, and Bartholomew crashes to the ground.
Fuck's sake. Spencer, pick him up. I can't with my ribs.
Where is this car?
Out the front. Can anyone? Is anyone a mechanic? Can anyone start this car?
Yeah, Barry. Barry can
Brian.
Sort us out there. Or Brian, sorry.
Barry, good friend of yours, is he?
Your name is irrelevant, Barry. Let's go.
Save
fix
Barry.
This car.
What were you asking? Sure. To use my car.
Fix the car.
Oh, you want to fix? Do you want me to fix the car? Right. But are you going to drop me off at Ruth's? That's the real question.
Yeah, come on. We'll go to Ruth's. Can we hide out at Ruth's? Is it safe?
Sure. She wouldn't mind, but I'm not sure the town's too safe at all at this point. Fucking madness.
Okay.
Mad joke.
We'll meta in. I suppose we carry Armand into the place with us.
I fire and carry.
Should we bring the insane lad with us? Anyway.
I'm unconscious. I want to say things, but I can't.
I don't know.
Am I woken up by being carried around?
I'm going to.
You basically wake up after about a minute and you come to your senses. Can you make a luck roll to see if that your gun was taken with? Because basically they've carried you, so your gun was in your hand. So.
Can I?
One said they were bringing it.
I know. 6 against 66!
He now has 2 guns.
I now have 2 rare, only made in China for 2 years, replicas of a German mill. Yeah.
Can we, before I go, can I unlock the cell and cut your man's jacket?
Am I awake? You unlock the cell. As you go in towards him, he backs away, trying to get as far from you as possible. You realise to get near him is going to be a bit of a struggle. Depends how much of a hurry you're in.
I'll just leave the door open then. Fuck it, he's not worth that much hassle.
Okay, from the esoteric order of Dagon at the end of the road, you see crowds are beginning to gather. You see from various alleyways around you there's movement. Obviously the scream of the Watcher has called people from all around Innsmouth. Are you diving into the car?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yes, I am. We're going to make a move.
Okay, are you happy with... Brian driving?
Yes, he knows the way to Roots and he knows probably the safest way there for me.
He's got skills? Who can drive? See if it compares to Brian's.
40.
I can drive.
I think I can drive.
40 is all.
Brian, yours is 67.
Yeah. Mine's 40.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah, Brian's going to win, but he's not going to suffice.
Yeah, mine is 67.
40. Okay.
I will roll a D100 then.
You don't need to roll to drive. You just drive around. You only need to roll to drive if there's like shit kicking off, like you're dodging or there's stuff going on.
Does this guy count as shit kicking off? No.
Well, no. I mean, if the shit had kicked off,
but Ben blew it away.
Or turn a sharp corner, or you know, get hit by another car. Okay. The town is waking up. You drive through the silent streets, and people are sort of around. There are a lot of people kind of trying to get onto the streets. It is snowy. Do you wish to drive normally or do you wish to drive fast?
While we're driving, can we have a little conversation of, well, is he just taking us to his girlfriend's house?
Yep. So just before you do, are you going to drive normally or are you going to drive fast?
So I'm going to say hit the frickin'.
I would say normally because we will die.
If it's normally, then you don't need a drive roll. If you're driving fast, you need a drive roll. Certainly.
As fast as possible.
There's no way we'd be slowly in the scenario. Fair.
Can you give me a drive roll then, please?
Okay.
Who's driving?
Plus, this kid is probably a bit freaked out.
Roll your D100 and I'll tell you if you've passed or not. We're 67 is what you've got to be.
79, hell no.
You skid into a wall. Can you make a luck roll, please, the driver? Your luck is 52.
Oh, God damn it.
Come on. That's in our favour. Nope.
No.
Yeah, you can burn luck if you want. He's got a standard 50 luck from everyone.
I'm going to say no.
Fuck this very character.
You bastard.
The car is written off. From around you, you hear the sounds of honks and horns of other cars driving around, and you can hear people moving towards you. There is another car nearby if you want to try and hotwire it.
Yeah.
Where are we relative to where we heard them talking about my car?
You're pretty close, actually. I would say you are about a 3 or 4 minute walk from your car.
I say we make a dash for my car.
Yeah,
2 minute run.
Okay, you're going to run or do you want to stealth?
Run.
Run, there's what a fucking there's a watcher. It sees everything. And it raped poor Hatton.
Okay. It's a good point. Is do any of us sort of realize that Hatton got tentacle raped and yet is seems to be fine?
His tentacles were inside me.
Actually, he was okay with it for some reason.
He was a gentle lover.
Seems fine with it. Okay, you arrive uneventfully, and your car is stood outside this grocery store.
Can I get like a bag of Doritos or something while we're here?
It is closed, unfortunately.
Well, that's going to stop me.
Yeah.
Okay, let's jump in.
Who wants to drive?
I'm driving.
It's not long before you arrive outside the Billington Mansion. It's a gated mansion, but the gates are wide open. You drive up the frosty driveway and arrive outside the house. You pull up outside and your lights illuminate the mansion and you all jump out. Is that the kind of car you had in mind? It's the only one I've got, I'm afraid.
I don't see anything at the moment.
I don't see anything.
There you go.
Oh, shit got real.
It's not quite as spooky, but we'll do that.
Apparently we're driving a tractor.
That's a lot cooler than the car I thought I had, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, that one's probably not big enough for five of you, so you probably can't have that one. But let's imagine that has four seats rather than two. That's the kind of thing I had in mind.
Charming snake.
Yeah. That is the creepy-ass fountain, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so the in front of the house is a large round driveway, in the centre of which is a huge fountain. The fountain itself is made of it's not a snake, but that's the biggest thing. The thing that it likens you to is a large cobra with water pouring from its mouth. To the left and the right of the driveway are kind of large bushes, easily large enough to hide an army. And from the house, there are lights on.
Where have you taken us, Brian?
What are you saying?
Where have you taken us?
Brian starts shouting for Ruth and she immediately runs out the door. Oh, Brian, I knew you'd come for me. Quick, let's get away before my father gets here. The door opens and goes, a very, very Innsmouth looking man rushes out. He's definitely got the kind of fishy features of the others. Where do you think you're going, Ruth? You need to come back. In his arms is an elephant gun.
I'm going to say, fuck off, you old shit. She's mine now.
It's you, Brian. I knew you would do bad. I don't care if they were saving you for Dagon. It's at this end now. And he begins
Ruth
to
me,
shoulder his...
Can I make an attempt as I see all this happening to like run around and tackle him from the backside that way?
Yeah, you can do. Let me just get this guy. So he's like here.
This might kill me, boys. I have two hit points. If I miss it and hit a wall, I'm dead.
He's got his gun in his hand and he's taking aim at, it's Harold Mudd's figure here on the other side of the car. Move away from the car so I can get a clear shot. He begins to move around.
I pull my gun and take a shot at him.
Okay.
Everything
don't
else,
hit
right
me
on
as,
him.
Don't hit me as I'm rugby tackling them, will you? Jesus Christ.
Where you've moved your character to, you're rugby tackling the woman.
Oh, sorry. Well, I go... slightly to the left of her in the rugby tackle. I'm not going in his line of fire. I want to come from this side.
Oh, okay. So you're going to move around. It's going to take maybe a round before you can get there. So maybe at the head of top of the round, you can be here. What does everyone else want to do?
Shoot him.
Okay. What's your dexterity?
60.
Okay. You go at the same time as this man. I can't remember his name now. Billington. Mr.
Billington. See, you think I've drunk a whole bottle of wine.
Okay, anyone else want to do anything before this kicks off? These two are going to shoot at the same time.
I'm going to stand and stroke my gun.
Spencer, what do you wish to do?
I draw my revolver and I take aim. So this being a full round, I'll have advantage next round.
Okay, so you guys shoot together. He's shooting at Harold, and it's not Harold, is it? It's Brian, and you're shooting at him. So we'll shoot together. So this is at Brian. The elephant gun makes a huge sound, and a huge hole appears in the grass about here. And he curses. Bartholomew, what do you want to do? Do you want to take your shot?
I'm taking my shot. Oh, 79 against 60.
Your shot goes wild as well. It's next round. He throws his gun to the floor and pulls out a knife, and he begins to make his way towards his daughter. Owen, you've got advantage in this round.
So can I basically run up along the edge of this thing and try and just jump and rugby tackle him?
Yeah, go for it. So
rugby tackle.
Counts a brawl roll, I think. We'll do. You can go first. I think you're probably ahead of him in the surprise as well. He's going to try and sort of counter.
Did it roll for me? 54 versus 50. Mother God, can I spend 4 luck, please?
You can. He's rolled 21, okay, which is a hard success. So he's dodged your rugby tackle and he's stabbed you.
For how much? I might be dead, boys. I might be dead.
Okay, it's
dying, Robin.
Stomach, blood sprays, and the doctor falls unconscious.
I'm on -2 hit points. It mightn't be that unconscious anymore.
I like how it's only the doctor, the one person who could actually save himself from this situation, if only he was conscious.
Okay, well, for the last time, we're going to go back to the Babson house. Okay, Kurin. As you make a dive for the cellar, you feel a hand upon your shoulder.
All right, I'm going to turn around then and be all like, what's up?
Standing behind you is a very officious looking man. He's dressed in a three-piece suit. Something screams government to you.
It's probably the
key. He looks at you with wild eyes and goes, what on earth are you doing? Who are you? What are you doing down here?
The name's Hector Mayers. I am, recently married to somebody whose relatives lived in this town. I'm just checking the place out. Who the fuck are you?
The name's Lucas Mackey. I've been investigating Innsmouth for a while, and this has been my base. I had no idea about this secret room, though.
Huh. Well,
you look down, you see that he's pointing a gun at your stomach. I think you better come with me.
It's all fine by me. I'm willing to go with you. Just one question, okay? And then I smack the gun to the side.
Okay.
And then I raise my shotgun to his chest and be like, you can lead me somewhere, but I'm the one holding the gun.
Okay. Can you do... Well, how do you want to do it? Do you want to do it as a brawl roll? So like a maneuver?
Yeah, maneuver. I'll do that. Or an intimidate is probably better.
Well, you can do it as an intimidate if you want.
Actually, no, I'll do it. Yeah, brawl. They're both low, really, really low rolls. So
either way, it makes you know the difference.
Oh my goodness! Rolls the one.
I fucking hate you.
Rolls the one.
I fucking hate you. I fail every roll. This shit happens.
Okay, first of all, can you increase your brawl by d10?
Oh, sweet. That was 10.
That's a good point.
9.
Okay. Excellent. He puts his hand up and goes, before you say anything, I am working for the FBI.
Funny, me too.
He kind of backs off and goes, in my pocket I have my credentials. He's got his hands up. You can do a psychology if you want to see if he's trying to fool you.
Yeah, I'll do that. Nope, failed. Never mind. No, wait, did
he appears. Fine. He appears to be telling the truth.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, I'm going to just push him and be like, "No, let's go."
Okay, are you heading back upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you make it up into the upstairs Babson residence.
Okay, I'm going to change my mind. Actually, I'm going to be like, "Wait a second, I forgot something back here," and I am going to go back into the cellar.
Okay.
And I'm going to put the gun against his back and push him slowly towards the well.
Okay.
I'm curious about this well. I want to know what it's going to do to him.
We all became so dark so quickly.
Oh, dear.
You hear a voice going, please come closer. Please do. What's that sound? What are you doing to me?
He hears that. I'm going to be like, just go to the well. The kid needs your help.
Just accept it. It'll only hurt for a second.
Seriously, I am here investigating Innsmouth. I work for the FBI. Are you kind of nudge him towards the well?
Oh yeah, well, just a little bit, not overly close. I'm not like pushing him right into it on the floor or something. Okay. I'm just giving him a gentle nudge.
Okay, how close do you want him to get?
I'm going to bring him to about here, and that's as far as I'm going.
Okay. What are you doing? Mm-hmm. Look, I know we had a gun on you, but you, what do you expect me to do? And then you hear a, please come closer. I'm lost and I'm stuck in the well.
Okay,
I'm going to say... He can hear it.
I asked him, he can't hear it?
Doesn't appear like he can hear it. He's kind of ignoring it when it's talking to you.
Okay, that's interesting. That makes it sound like... Okay, my character now is definitely thinking, maybe I'm just losing my shit, and I'm going to be like, never mind, let's just go upstairs. I was just curious about something.
Okay. Do you want to go upstairs?
Yeah, I feel like he's going to be more valuable as much as I want to fuck him down the well, but yeah, we should go.
Okay. You get upstairs, and he says, look, I know it must be seem as a surprise. I don't know why you're here, but this is my base. I've been using this as a hideout for the last few days. We've been investigating Innsmouth for a number of weeks now, and we're going to be moving in. Something very strange is going on. Now, what are you doing here?
I'm going to put down my gun. I'm going to just like place it down. Don't worry about the floor. I'm going to just put it down and be like, listen, I'm not your enemy. You just caught me off guard when you put your gun up to me, okay? I don't like being startled. Do it again and I will kill you.
Seems fair enough. Okay.
All right, I put the gun down and I'm like, so I'm only here. I'm going to explain to him why I'm here. I told you before and I was telling the truth. I'm just here to investigate my my in-laws, okay? Something suspicious I found in the library back at in Boston. And I came here to investigate myself. I haven't found anything yet, but if you could help me, I'd definitely appreciate it.
Okay, and at that moment, let's move back to the Billington Manor. Okay, I forgot where we're up to with this.
I'm someone almost remind dead. Me? I just jumped.
Okay,
I'm assuming I have a major wound with my minus two.
You're on zero hit points.
He just got stabbed.
Okay. Can you tick major wound and can you give me a constitution check?
Okay, constitution check. Oh, I didn't even have good constitution. I'm a box.
Owen's gonna 50. Die. Owen's gonna 60, die.
68 versus Owen's 50. I like this character too.
Okay. Can I push that blood is staining. You might be a good idea. You can't push, but you can spend luck.
18 luck. Oh man, it'll become super unlucky. I'll spend 18 luck, so.
Well, yeah, but super unlucky is better than dead.
I'm on 26 luck, so yeah, I'll spend my luck.
Okay, what does everyone else want to do?
I'm still shooting the guy.
Okay, do you want to take your shot? Unless someone else has got higher dexterity, probably. Oh no, Aaron, you've been, Spencer, you've been looking for a whole round. You get to take a shot with advantage.
So it's three times roll, isn't it?
Twice roll. Three times would be if you're at point blank range as well.
Hard success of the ball.
Okay.
Five against 49. Bloody hell.
Can you do full damage plus another roll of damage? So is it D10 plus 2? So plus 12.
So this roll is plus 12.
Yeah. Eight. Wow. Okay, his head literally disintegrates in a bloody mist.
Wow.
Ruth runs over to Brian, who's currently being played by Harold Mudd. Nick Tobin is bleeding out across the floor.
I'm going to go for a first aid. Does first aid make it worse if you're really crap at it?
What you're just trying to sort of bandage him and stop the bleeding. Give me a first aid roll.
It's against 30, so I'm just gonna roll a D100. It's against 30. 15.
Wow. Okay. You managed to patch him up, and you also know that you need to get him to a doctor within an hour. Okay.
Gentlemen. Did I hear mention of a safe? I don't think we can crack it in time, and our dear friend here needs a doctor, but perhaps we can throw it in the boot.
The safe was at Thomas Waite's shop, so it's where you found this car. Oh, this is the Billington house. This is Ruth's father's house. You could probably just about all, I know that there's the wrong picture, but you could probably all just about fit in the car. It'll be a squish though. It will be driving slightly slower.
Yeah. Just get him in the car. Put all in the boot. Underneath the car. Dr. Mick.
Okay. From where you are, you can drive in a few different directions. You can go to west to Arkham. You can go north to Newburyport. And you could go sort of northwest to Ipswich. Where do you want to go? They're all within an hour's drive.
Which is closest?
Probably Newburyport to the north, but it's very small, so it probably won't have a hospital. You're going to have to get to Arkham if you want a hospital.
Then we'll head to Arkham.
Brilliant. Okay. Where is everyone else? They're kind of just, so you imagine you've got two seats in the front, maybe two in the back, and then two behind that. Might be the easiest way of thinking about it.
I mean, one of the back seats.
Okay, you drive across the sort of city streets, dodging sort of in and out of different places. Can you give me a luck roll to see if you manage to get someone's attention?
Who? Me?
The driver. Yeah, it's always the driver with cars.
Oh, 9 nice. Against 66.
Okay, nice. You manage to escape to. The city without too much problem, but on the outskirts, a car containing maybe 4 Innsmouthmen begins to fall in behind you and begins taking pot shots. Bullets flying around you. Ahead, you can see an extremely narrow bridge. Meanwhile, if you guys want to take pot shots off the back, you certainly can.
Certainly, I'm all up for that.
I can do with a shot of morphine if anyone's going to take shots.
Okay, who are the two on the back seat? So Spencer and one more. Who's on the back seat with Spencer?
I guess I am.
To be fair, yeah. Everyone except whoever's in the middle of the back could take pot shots because they just lean out the window.
I don't want to be using my god gun rounds.
You've got a 30.
You have your hand cannon, don't you?
Yes. Well, that would have been with the gun, so I presume I have a
40. I tossed you a 38. Yeah.
Right, let's shoot that.
Okay. Do you know, guys, you want to roll to hit?
Yeah.
Bullets whiz around you. Pew, pew, pew.
Pro sound effects.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've got any. Okay. You managed to strike one of the passengers. He goes flying off the vehicle. Anyone else want to roll?
Spencer fails.
Yeah, the bullet flies harmlessly overhead. Is anyone else shooting?
Do I have a gun?
Are you Freckle Boy? No.
You're driving.
No. So, I made sure Freckle Boy. I made sure Freckle Boy didn't have a gun.
Okay, so no one else has got guns. Okay, so they take a shot at you. Let's see. Oh. It's slightly different.
To be fair, it's going to be a hard success.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Really?
No, he rolled the wrong dice.
Let's find out what gets hit. Okay. This is a passenger's hit.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So, so how many passengers have we got? So, let's say 1, it's Dave. 2, it's Spencer. 3,
I'm not a passenger. I'm driving.
3, it's Ben. Oh, that's true, actually. So, it's Spencer, Ben, Brian, or Ruth. So, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Am I safe?
You're safe because you're ducked down. It's 1. Who did I say 1? Spencer?
No, I
it was 1 then. Was it Ben?
I think I was 2 or 3.
Okay. It was Spencer.
Second time I think it was Spencer. So Spencer, you're struck. The kind of the car gives you some protection, so it counts as having some armor. It's a glancing blow. You just take 1 point of damage. Meanwhile, the narrow bridge is approaching. Dave, I'm going to need you to make a drive roll.
Oh, God. Please, Dave. Please.
In nome de Patris, if you be sick, Spirito Santo.
You're not going to make it in time. How do you want to push this roll? Like, what are you going to do?
No, I'm not going to push it. I'm going to slow down and make sure that I
That would be your push roll. So your push roll would be you're going to slow down to try and avoid hitting the bridge.
Yeah, what the hell? I'm going to slow down and just carefully aim. Just completely ignore the bullets whizzing around me. And I fail by 2 points. I'm going to spend 2 luck.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You skid through the narrow bridge or over the narrow bridge and manage to make it to the other side. Let's see if the van following you manages to do the same. Yes, it does. Okay, so you're bombing on. There's ahead, you can see a severe dip which occurs at a four-way intersection. The vehicle slams through the dip. You need a drive roll to avoid going off-road.
That's so fucked.
What if I like off-roading?
It's into the swamp.
Oh, yes! 37 against 40.
Okay. Meanwhile, behind you, the severe dip. Crash! Behind you, the following truck veers off-road and disappears into the sort of mist surrounding the swamp. You hear a faint distant splash. Okay, lastly, about just as you're leaving the final outskirts of the swamp, you come across a mud hole. I need a drive roll to see if you skid off the road. Drive roll to see if your vehicle spins out and becomes stuck.
Oh, massive fail.
Okay. You begin to skid and slide. Do you want to try and push it?
No.
Okay. Your vehicle spins.
I don't see imminent death. I'm not going to try anything stupid.
Okay.
Pussy.
Your vehicle becomes stuck in the mud of the swamp. You've been going now for about 20 minutes. Mick Tobin is looking extremely pale and ill. From the area of Innsmouth, you see headlights heading towards you. How do you guys want to get this? Do your car unstuck?
Can I try pushing?
I just tell everyone pile out and start pushing.
Okay.
Get the girl to sort of hold the steering wheel as all the lads try and push it out of the mud.
Use my body like sand for traction.
Are you going to leave Mick Tobin in there?
Yeah, it won't make that much difference. These cars weigh tons anyway.
They do. Okay, I'm going to give you a modifier for each person pushing, but I think, Aaron, probably you're the strongest. Do you want to give the roll?
Shit.
98
versus 70.
Yeah, there's no way. Okay, it takes about 5 minutes and the car is almost upon you.
What was that, Aaron?
Oh, it's all right.
Do you want to give me another strength check?
We could God gun the car as the children.
Keep pulling!
23.
Okay, the car squeezes out of the mud and a very, very modern looking car approaches out of the darkness. It's probably about, say, 20 metres away.
Do you want to give me spot rolls, guys?
Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? It's going to get to you before you manage to get your car started.
Do I feel car envy? Someone might have a nicer car.
No, yours is pretty nice as well. Yeah, Gerald Hatton, you haven't seen anything?
Nice, Spencer.
Okay. Spencer, behind the wheel is a man you don't recognise, but next to him is Harold Mudd.
Woo! Oh, no.
Hey, guys, I can't be two people at once.
The car pulls up to you.
Might be the Irish book.
Yeah, good idea.
I've still readied my pistol. I'm just mad and don't trust anyone at the moment.
The guy behind the wheel, a very officious-looking government kind of chap, sort of looks over at you and goes, "We need to get out of here now."
Brian picks up the doctor and fucks him into the boot.
Your car's still good, so you can all go together. Maybe, you know, you can share cars. And you make it to Arkham absolutely fine. You drop Mick Tobin off at hospital. Right, for each of these, you get some sanity back. So for saving Curran and Gerald Hatton alive, which is your primary thing, you each get... For rescuing Curran, you get 4 sanity back. For rescuing Ben, you get 6 sanity back. So that's a total of 10 sanity.
Does everyone get that or just them?
Everybody.
I'm back to full sanity.
You also get, you've managed to save some of the optional side quests. You've managed to get 3 for saving Brian and another 3 for saving Ruth.
I'm actually almost back to full sanity.
Is that 16 we just got back?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's great.
Guys, I'm slowly on 37.
I only lost 4, so.
I'm back up to 44.
Can
you go over your maximum?
No.
Okay, when you get to the hospital and you drop off and you're waiting for Nick Tobin to be around, you notice that the FBI agent, Lucas Mackey, is mysteriously absent and has made his sort of a quick getaway. And that is the end of Escape from Innsmouth. We've done our third scenario.
Holy shit. I again passed about 2 rolls and both of them were listen rolls.
Now you hit some people.
Oh no, I punched the first guy. Sorry, I do have a fighting brawl pass. I hit the door.
I also had to kick him in the head, but
I hit the door twice also.
I managed to kill 3 people, do shitloads of sanity rolls, and come out with more sanity than I started with.
I'm gonna have an ice cream sandwich because my character's a little stressed out.
That's exactly what I was about to say as well.
I was more thinking along the lines of an opium trip, but yeah, fine.
I was thinking.
Shout out to Super Wasp King.
Something we often do, guys.
That one was for you.
Something we often do, and Joel asked us to do between quests, is what would you like to do in your time off? How about we decide that now, so at least people have an idea of what we could do, and possibly take suggestions from the chat.
Next game is going to be a few months away. I'd say at least 6 months.
That's in-game time, guys, not IRL for anyone.
Yeah, in-game time. And in this time, I need to know, Curran, what are you going to do with the stone?
Oh, I'm putting it away. I'm not holding on to it because I know it kills me. I read the paper.
Okay, what are you going to do with it?
I'm going to place it in... I don't want it in any close vicinity. I'm going to say bury it in Gerald's back garden where he left a crater.
Okay, I'm gonna say, are you sure?
I was going to say safety deposit box. But did you discuss the rock with the rest of us?
I'm going to say yes. I've told you about it.
And I'd say safety deposit box.
Yeah, you guys want to go with that?
It's my safety deposit box.
Okay,
we're going to use his safety deposit box.
I'm going to say one more time. Are you sure?
This is going to be a fucking bank robbery, isn't it? FBI, you're going to come get that, actually.
As Mick Tobin, I don't want it anywhere in my house. And after him telling me it kills everything in the vicinity, I say, fuck that, or I'm moving into your house if you're putting it in my house.
I'll tell you what. I'll put it in a safe
in the ground.
Yeah, a safe in the ground with a note in with it saying, keep on person at all times. So if anyone does see it, they're fucking dead.
Okay. So there's a few things that you've gathered. Curran is carrying around with him the Pancotic manuscripts, a strange book written in Middle English that would take a few weeks to investigate. He's also got this strange diary which was found in the basement of the Babson Manor.
Where do you get the Pancotic thing from again?
The doctor.
Oh, yeah, the doctor you punched. Dr.
Bloom.
And tried to punch him to life.
Given my obsession.
Book as well.
Given my obsession with books, any books anyone will give me for me to read, I will take.
I possibly be laid up in bed might be a good chance to give me some as well. I've got high library use.
Fair enough, but I'm also crazy enough to read this shit.
One of you can have whatever random book that I picked up.
Something I wouldn't mind doing, my character picked up, is possibly investigating Gerald Hatton if I ever become well enough to do it, because we went to his house and he had fuck all belongings there. And then he got touched by a demon and seems perfectly fine with it. Nothing is wrong with it.
It's man. It's all right.
If I ever get well enough to walk again, can I scope him out in terms of is he in the occult? Has he got some cultish tendencies?
So when you're doing that investigation, do you want him to be able to see you, or are you just going to make excuses to go and visit him a lot?
Oh, excuses to go visit him that, and even tail him if I can.
Okay, I will say that about 2 weeks after you bury the black stone in a safe in your garden with a note saying, please keep on you at all times, Molly Smith goes into early labour. She dies during the labour, as does the small baby. I'd like Curran to make a sanity check, please.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That is completely messed up. So my child's dead. Great. I just got this sound back. I'm edging to use it. Yeah, we go. Lost some.
Lost some more sanity.
Okay.
Giggity.
You lose 8 sanity.
That's more than 5 at once. Yep. And it's more than a fifth of his sanity.
And you, you wake up the next day in a muddy field somewhere, completely naked, of no memory of how you got there. When you return back to the Smith residence, there is no sign of Duncan Smith either.
Huh.
No way, he's a werewolf, is he?
You also have a memory of the kind of images that the dark man showed you, and how he seemed to offer you a healthy family life, which you chose.
Huh. So maybe he was choosing. Maybe I was choosing what to lose. My fame wasn't what to keep, but what to lose.
I think it was more that he was wanting the stone sent to that place.
Well, if I'm going to send it, I'm going there first. I'm going to go there with... I'm going to explain to Bartholomew that I got this card. I'm going to show it to him. I'm going to be like, look, this is where I had these visions. And it's really difficult to explain to you, but I've gone a little bit fucking nuts, okay? This card was given to me.
Oh, sorry, what card? There's no card there.
He threw a card on the ground, and remember, I said I picked it up.
The card has disappeared.
Okay, I'm going to say everything. This guy fucking, he's magic, right? He disappears. He's got a weird grin, face, all this weird shit going on. He essentially, from what I gathered, wants me to bring this stone to China.
As he's telling you the story, love the audience. You can do a idea roll and a Cthulhu Mythos roll.
Okay, here comes the idea roll. Do we not need to flee the country for butchering a police force? Or that's kind of what
business?
No, because they weren't even human anyway.
Hopefully. Also, I got a 3 against 60 on an idea roll. I am a fucking
shame that wasn't your Cthulhu Mythos roll.
I hate everyone who plays this game other than me.
Actually, can I do Cthulhu Mythos? Because
wonder if the Dark Man is the same Dark Man which Walter Corbett talked about in his diaries.
Oh. And Dave does nothing with that information, apparently.
Want to make, if you can do Cthulhu Mythos roles, you're more than welcome to.
I'm writing in the notebook.
Oh, right.
Excuse me for taking notes. That right, Cthulhu Mythos, and I'm going to roll. Yeah,
zero Cthulhu Mythos. After all of this, oh my god!
Yeah. I roll 10 times. What?
Okay.
Is it only through books you get Cthulhu Mythos, or what's the crack?
That's the main way of doing it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh well.
Or from interacting with Cthulhu writers.
Like
every time you gain a Cthulhu Mythos, you lose my gun? A max sanity. Okay, so we're not afraid of the cops. I keep my ear to the ground.
You get the impression after talking to Lucas Mackey that Innsmouth is under severe investigation, and anything that happened there during that night will be, say, subtly forgotten about. Lucas Mackey's the FBI agent.
So I didn't need to execute people. Oh, well.
Yeah, and did myself and Harold Mutt get away with murdering the old man?
Yes.
We'll find out next session.
That's good. I am now officially a mass murderer. I also, one of the things I'm doing on the sidelines is, in the last session, I put a mail order in for the new M1921 Thompson machine gun, which has arrived. So I'm playing with my new toy. And
I've also given
perhaps my obsession with weaponry and now evidence by my killing lots of people might just be worrying everyone who knows me.
Okay, I'm going to say that I gave the book that I have, the manuscript, to Owen, because he's going to be in bed doing, if he can't shoot guns and mess around, he's going to just be have that to read, basically.
Okay, so Owen's going to be studying the Pancotic manuscripts?
Yep.
I had a book as well, but I don't know how relevant it is.
I'm studying
that,
his.
That
was the Pancotic manual you had, Ben, I think. Is that from the old man?
No, we had 3 books. Remember,
he's got an occult book. I haven't got the name written down, but there's a book of occultness. It's not a Cthulhu Mythos book, though, that this one appears to be. It's just a book on the occult, which you can study.
Okay, the occult has the highest library.
Okay.
Sounds good.
though you may be slightly concerned just how excited I am about this book.
So, we've got me reading that Penna Cotta book, which I know is a dessert, not the actual book is called.
The terracotta book.
You're reading the book about...
the cottage pie book, whatever it is, I'm reading that, and if I ever get good enough, I might try and start tailing Hatton. What's Hatton doing then? We Dave has said what he's doing.
All the suspicion.
So, what are the other boys doing? Come on, boys, speak up.
I am going to be mourning for the most part anyway. I mean, wife and child is fucking dead. I'm going to say I've become incredibly enthralled with studies in trying to understand where the fuck Duncan went. In fact, I'm going to call upon Spencer as a private investigator to try and help me locate him because he's just gone missing. Duncan Smith.
He's gone missing.
I don't know where he is.
So last time you saw him was before, was just after the birth of your child, so the death of your child and wife, and then when you kind of woke up the next day in a field naked, you returned to your house and there was no sign of Duncan Smith.
Yep.
Interesting.
Also, do I get a new mania? I've lost a...
Unfortunately not. Sorry.
Yeah, fair enough.
I don't know how I avoided getting a mania.
He lost like a tenth of his thing. How is he not getting a mania?
I
got tentacled by fucking the Watcher.
Don't worry, I'm investigating that bit. I got you.
Yeah, you got a bit of hentai, didn't you?
Yeah.
So shall I... prepare bookings for us on a luxury liner to head off to
Shanghai.
Shanghai,
yes.
Or wherever it was.
I'm off to Shanghai.
I mean, I must say I love the Orient.
The Orient.
Yeah. But I didn't get much chance to use my voice this time. One must enjoy one's abilities.
I've always wanted to voice an Asian character.
Yeah, I thought I'd offend Northern Europeans before I started offending people, you know, whose racial identity I don't share.
We're going to Grey Dragon Island, Shanghai, Hofeng.
Has everyone decided what they're doing in terms of in the next 3 or 4 months downtime?
I believe that it depends. Aaron, are you helping me with the investigation since you are a private investigator?
If you're paying, I'm offering. Yep.
I'm paying. I just really want to know where he's gone because, I mean, I've lost everything at this point.
I need to buy me a new car anyway, so yeah.
on my dime, fair enough.
I'd like to go to Shanghai.
We're going to Shanghai after a certain amount of time. Next time, yeah.
All right, okay.
I'm reading, shooting, snorting, and smoking.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you have the less important book that doesn't need to be read as much.
Screw you, I wanted that book.
Wait, hold on, I don't have a house to go back to, do I? Didn't my landlord...
Dave paid the rent.
Oh, sound man. Thank you for helping me.
I think I missed it, but I just check. Is Mick still alive at this point?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the hospital
You'll have to find out next time.
Okay.
It's not definite, I'll have to do some rolls, but yeah, let's say yes for now.
I will bollocks. I have them recording. That's an oral contract.
If he doesn't survive, I want the freaking book.
Guys, for anyone who has followed us tonight, we did get 4 followers. I'm just going to give a shout out to them quickly because they didn't follow us. Super Wasp King, KillerSnake18, G-Man SSB, and Acceptably Psycho. Thanks for following. Cheers. That's the
end of
the stream.
Friends.
We'll still be in chat talking if you want to. Feel free to ask us questions, guys. Hi folks, that's the end of our Escape from Innsmouth adventure. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Next up is a one-shot called Deadlight, which is by far my favourite encounter we've done. It's a smaller group, a couple of the guys couldn't make it, so that's why we did a one-shot. It's very funny, very dangerous, unique kind of story we've done, so hopefully you'll tune in and listen to it. As always, if you can check out our Facebook to find out more about when we're playing, what's up. If you have any questions, ask us there. Just look up How We Roll Podcast. You can talk to us on Twitter at HWR Podcast. We also have a new website, which we're pushing hard, and we love it. You should check it out. It's at HowWeRollPodcast.com. And as always, guys, if you can give us ratings and reviews, comments on iTunes, it really helps us out, gets us out to a bigger audience, makes it easier for us to make these. We really, really appreciate all the comments and support we've got so far. If you could keep it coming and help us push the podcast, we'd really appreciate it. So, as always, I've been Owen. Thanks for listening. Cheers, guys. One of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just sad? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like upset sex bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my whited boots. It's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Grasping to control. So I better